Oh, this is super exciting. My special guest this morning on Mornings with Fee, Mayor Mark Jamieson. How are you today?
I'm great, Fee. Thank you. Good morning and hello to all your listeners.
Well, Anastasia Palaszczuk got to bump elbows and sign the official documents when Brisbane was announced as the winner for the bid for the 2032 Games. But, Mark, really, it should be the South East Queensland mayors that were over there because it was you guys that were the driving force behind the bid for this originally, wasn't it?
Well, there's no doubt we initiated the interest and indeed made a pitch to the International Olympic Committee. Certainly it's been a journey of well over 6 years for the mayors, myself and my colleagues, who were there back in 2015. And I think, you know, this has the potential to leave a wonderful legacy for the entire country, but obviously in particular South East Queensland.
Oh, look, I have been super excited about this whole idea since I first heard it floated. And I know a lot of naysayers say, oh, Olympic Games, they're so expensive and you end up wasting so much money. But that's not how I see it. I see that there's a lot of infrastructure that the South East Queensland has needed, especially the Sunny Coast, when it comes to upgrading the rail, when it comes to upgrading the Bruce Highway, maybe a new entertainment centre, upgrading the sports facilities here. Surely that's going to fast track all those things happening.
Well, you've done your research very well, Fee, and you're dead right. The Council of Mayors recognised that our population was going to grow by another 2 million people by 2041. And if we're to maintain the standard of living and the enjoyment of living in South East Queensland, then there's a lot of infrastructure that needs to be brought forward. And obviously the bid for the Olympics was about positioning ourselves so we could call on the state and federal governments to make major infrastructure investments in our region. Now, a lot of that's still to be finalised, but I, for one, and I'm sure my other mayoral colleagues will be have a similar view, that we'll be holding the state and federal government to account around those things that you just said, you know, better highway access, better rail access, better public transport access on the Sunshine Coast, a convention and exhibition centre, and an upgrade in sporting facilities. They would be amongst, you know, some of the wonderful legacies that people in future would be able to, you know, look back on with great pride.
And see, those sort of things aren't a waste of money. They've been needed for a long, long time now. So the idea that it'd be an investment and we've got something to look forward to as well, I think this is absolutely awesome. What events can we look forward to here on the Sunshine Coast?
Well, we will have things like the marathon run and the marathon walk. We will have cycling, as in mountain biking, but also road cycling. We'll have kite surfing. We'll have preliminaries in sports like basketball and soccer. So there'll be any amount of opportunities for people on the Sunshine Coast to participate. We'll also have a satellite village, which will be built in the city centre. And these things, of course, will, you know, carry that legacy into the future. I can see our Kiwanis Sports Precinct being identified as the Sunshine Coast Olympic Precinct. Obviously, the Olympic connection to the city centre in Maroochydore will be very favourable as well. But the really good thing about a number of those events we've got, particularly the marathon run and the marathon walk and also the road cycling, is that these will be non-ticketed events. People will be able to just get on the side of the road, on the route, and stand there and enjoy the action. So many people will be able to get down on the beach to see the kite surfing in action. Obviously, for events staged in the stadium or in the soon-to-be-built indoor stadium or expanded indoor stadium, then, you know, people will need to buy tickets for those. But I think that, you know, we'll show the Sunshine Coast at its best. We'll have footage going around the world of our beaches, of our mountains, particularly the Glasshouse Mountains, our hinterland, and I'm sure that will whet the appetite of people elsewhere in the world who want to come and visit us in the future.
Fantastic. Mayor Mark Jamieson, thanks for your time today.
Wonderful. Thanks very much, Fee. Great to be talking to you, and good morning to all your listeners.